Hours before Phoebe Johnchuk was thrown over a bridge allegedly by her father, the Sage Child Abuse Hotline received a warning call that went ignored. It's a call that's gotten quite a bit of media attention. But speaking to members of the House Children, Families, and Senior Subcommittee Wednesday, Florida Department of Children and Family Secretary Mike Carroll says that wasn't the only warning.
One of the things that's kind of an anomaly in there is we did have not one, but we had two hotline calls. One the day, everybody knows about that call. We also received a call, I'm not sure of the date because I don't have the report in front of me, but I think it was a week before. In hindsight, looking at those calls, we probably should have accepted them both, and we should have initiated an investigation on Dad. And the report will find that.
Carroll says the report will also highlight what he calls, quote, systemic issues.
The second piece of it is it looks at the history of what we did in that case. Mm-hmm. And it does appear that we had issues with our assessment of that case, and Dad was allowed custody of that child, and there were really no services put in place for that child, and so you're going to see that that's going to be a finding too.
Carroll says he expects the full findings of what went wrong in Phoebe's case to be done by Monday at the latest. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.